Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to talk to a great guy and a very popular guy. His name is Cal Thomas. He has been for more than a half century, literally more than a half century, one of the leading conservative voices in the United States on TV for 19 years working for Fox News. Before that, with NBC News and KPRC in Houston, Texas. He is the author of numerous books and a column that he began with his journalism career. Actually began when he was 16. And the latest book is called A Watchman in the Night. And the subtitle, which should intrigue you, is What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting on America. Cal, congratulations on A Watchman in the Night.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's always nice to be with you. You have been so generous to me over the years, and the work you have done has just been exceptional. So I'm happy to be on your program again.
Thank you. Thank you. First of all, you can explain to people, I'm sure that some people recognize the biblical provenance of the title. Explain where the title comes from and why A Watchman in the Night is the perfect title for this book.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's taken from what the ancient Israelites did, as recorded in the Old Testament. They put a watchman on the wall at night to look out for invading armies and other people who would do the folks inside the wall harm. And so I thought that this was kind of a nice analogy of what I've tried to do, being a watchman as the country continues, in my view, to go to the dark side and to warn people of what happens to nations that have no secure border, massive national debt, a loss of a shared sense of moral values. And I would say that we are worse off now in those categories than we were when I started my column in 1984. So the idea of a watchman is to guard against and look out for invading philosophies, if you will. And I think that that's where we are in America now, where we tolerate everything, and people who say, no, this is too far, we shouldn't go that far, are called bigots and various kinds of phobes. You know, you mentioned my long career. I'm now getting email from people who call me old and irrelevant. I say, well, you know, I had these views when I was young and relevant, so what's your point?
Well, my point is to ask about the occasions, and you actually come into this in the book. The book, again, is called A Watchman in the Night. You talk about situations where you've changed your mind. Can you pick out one column or one opinion or one decision that you had made where you can now say, in retrospect, some years later, boy, how could I have thought that? I was just completely wrong.
Well, you know, Michael, I'm sure you know this, but columnists, and George Willis talked about this as well, you know, when we write something, we pretty much forget it immediately because we're always on to the next subject. I had to go through in doing this book, it's not a column collection, but it's a retrospective on things that I've written about and seen in the last almost 40 years of writing this syndicated column. I had to go through 4,000 columns that I've written one by one and decide what was relevant to what I was trying to say in this book and what I could leave out. I had to leave a lot of stuff out. One person wrote me and said, how come you didn't mention Justice Antonin Scalia in your book? I said, well, you know, he was a fantastic judge, but I had to make a decision on what to put in and what to leave out. I think one column that comes to mind that I would have changed my mind about, some years ago I wrote about something involving gambling and the lottery, and I said, if this is how people enjoy enjoy themselves or whatever, then they should be allowed to do it. But then I realized that, like, you know, alcoholism and some other things, a lot of people get addicted to gambling, and it destroys families and jobs and other things. And so I regret that one. That one comes to mind. I'm sure I don't know if there are others, because I try to think these things through, and I've had some really great editors who hold me accountable and say, now, do you want to really say it this way, or would you rather say it that way, or would you rather drop the thing altogether? So
going beyond looking specifically at Cal Thomas and mistakes that you may have made, what about the country? What are, name two of the most serious mistakes we have made as a people, the American people, in the last 50 years?
Well, I think we are a bipolar nation in many ways. We will elect a president one time who believes in cutting taxes and reducing the size and reach and regulations of government. And then in the very next election, we will elect somebody who increases taxes and wants more regulation. It's the most amazing thing to me. I think too many Americans are not ideological, and that's too bad. And they are approached based on feelings and what they see on television. You know, we're all busy with our lives, but if we don't pay attention to our leaders and the quality and the ideology that they hold, then we are going to be co-opted by people who are not promoting the general welfare. I'll give you an example. You know, during open season on Medicare last year, I live in Florida now, so there are a lot of old people here. I guess I'm one of them now. But there were several words that characterized every one of these Medicare supplement ads: deserve, benefit, entitlement, and free. Now think of these four things: deserve, benefit, entitled, and free. This is where we are as a nation. We envy the rich. We hear politicians on the left talk about the evil big corporations, but they're the ones, of course, who supply jobs. Poor people don't. We have half the country now that's paying taxes and the other half that is not paying taxes. You can't go on like that as a nation. Open border, massive national debt, loss of a shared moral sense. These are all things that contributed to the decline of nations in the past. And I've said in a previous book, what makes us think that we can escape the judgment of history if we follow the same path as those other nations followed?
The book is A Watchman in the Night. The information about it is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, I want to look more specifically at this campaign of 2024. You've experienced a lot of campaigns. You've endorsed a lot of candidates. You've been very critical of many other candidates. Is it appropriate that the American people seem to be so negative on both of the leading candidates for president for the two various parties, both Joe Biden for the Democrats and President Trump for the Republicans? And what can people do about it? There continue to be more and more articles about the no labels movement and the move toward a third party. What does Cal Thomas, who has seen a lot of strange going-ons in American politics, think of that prospect? We will be right back with Cal Thomas. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And the book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years, Reporting on America. We'll be right back.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. For special discounts on history shows, check out MedvedHistoryStore.com.
Thank you.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved Show, one of the things I'm asked all the time is I've been reviewing movies very regularly since 1980. It's a long time. And a lot of people say, okay, so what gives you the right to make a pronouncement about a movie? And the only thing I can answer is it's perspective, because I see a lot of them. And if all of a sudden I see something and it's pretty good, I don't go too crazy about it. I've seen other good things. And something that's just awful, which is far more likely. Well, this is not necessarily the worst of all time. perspective is what Cal Thomas provides us. It's a perspective you can only get when you have been applying the standards of fairness and open-mindedness and patriotism to the events in this country on a regular weekly basis. He's one of the most popular columnists in the United States. His new book is A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting on America. And just something that we had reported on today. Today, Hillary Clinton, it turns up in an interview she gave a couple of weeks ago to the Financial Times, she said, if Trump wins, it will be the end of democracy in the United States. And Trump said in Pickens, South Carolina, and he says all the time, if Biden wins, it will be the end of the United States. Now, they can't all be right, Republicans and Democrats, can they, that the other guys, the other side, is so destructive that it's dooming the Republic?
Well, Michael, I think that what has happened now, we are so polarized, and especially when it comes to the primaries, the most, I hate to use the word extreme because I always like to define words before I use them, but let's say the most committed and the most engaged people in both the Democrat and the Republican side managed to turn out their people who are equally engaged and committed in the primaries. And so we don't always get people who are the best candidates. And people who are more mild-mannered, let us say, and less combative, are less likely to win the approval of some of these people who are more committed. That's why we get a Donald Trump on one side and a Joe Biden on the other. But I think Biden, of course, was the default candidate. He was not Donald Trump. The problem for a lot of Republicans now is they loved Trump's policies, and certainly the recent 6-3 decisions by the Supreme Court last week were a terrific victory. But his personality, he's been called a sociopath, he's been called a lot of other things, especially among the evangelical Christians on the right who condemned Bill Clinton's behavior and said that character was everything, and now they overlook Trump's behavior and name-calling, which is so unnecessary. They say, well, he's fine. The problem is you've got to have the independents and suburban women in order to win an election. And I don't think that Trump, if he gets the nomination, regardless of what his legal problems turn out to be, and they are going to get even worse in my judgment as two other potential indictments are waiting, in addition to the one that's already I just don't think he can win a general election. I could be wrong, and I'm happy to confess I am if I am. But I don't see it in the way I calculate the Electoral College. There are only about 5 or 6 key states, and you have to win those or a majority of them in order to win the Electoral College vote.
Yeah, and this is the real difficulty with the people who are talking about a third-party candidate. So a lot of that is focused on Joe Manchin, who I don't think would actually do it. But the problem with that third-party candidate is third-party candidates almost never win a substantial number of electoral votes, and you have to win 270 or you have no chance. Because
right.
If somebody doesn't get 270 electoral votes or more, then it goes to the House of Representatives. And there are very few independent spirits in the House of Representatives. They're all Republicans and Democrats.
Well, you look at third-party candidates of the past, they generally take away votes from either a Democrat or Republican, whether Ralph Nader on one side or Ted Kennedy. You had, going back to John Lindsay. Boy, am I getting old. And
Or John Anderson. John Anderson helped make Reagan president.
Yep, and Ross Perot, of course, who allowed Clinton to be president. So that may excite some people, but the fact is, we are a two-party nation. Now, the founders warned against parties. They didn't want political parties. But it wasn't long, I think, during the Adams administration, John Adams, was soon after that the Democrat Party was formed, and then the Republicans were formed after the Whigs disappeared and Lincoln was elected. But, you know, we need to win the arguments first, and this is the thing that concerns me most about modern politics. We're not winning the arguments. We're not winning the arguments on the economy and taxes and spending. $32 trillion debt, Michael. Who would have ever thought that we would get to that point? No nation has ever been able to sustain itself with that kind of debt in history. And the left wants to spend even more. And they want to spend more on things that don't work. It would be one thing if they actually solved problems, but they don't. And the biggest drivers of debt, everybody knows it, Social Security and Medicare, both need to be reformed, but neither side will do it because they'd rather have the issue.
In terms of this presidential election, I do believe that for various reasons, it's very possible that President Biden is not going to be the Democratic nominee. And
yes.
Some of them age and health issues. I think it's possible that Trump won't be the Republican nominee. Who would be worthy replacements for these two, you'll pardon the expression, grumpy old men?
Well, you have Gavin Newsom out there, who's the governor of California, who is behaving like a candidate, all the while saying that he's a big supporter of Trump's reelection. Well, he has to say that. I mean, it's like Brutus and Caesar, right?
Biden's reelection.
And I think he has to say that, of course, but I don't think there's any question that he is the fallback guy for a lot of people. Now, will middle America, with those key states that anybody has to win, go for a liberal California governor? Well, they haven't before. I mean, they went for a conservative California governor in Ronald Reagan, but you look at the kind of people like Michael Dukakis, for example, who was a disaster running for as governor of Massachusetts. And then on the Republican side, I don't know. I mean, DeSantis is really crashing, in my view. He doesn't connect with people. Trump connects with people, but DeSantis doesn't. And the others, Nikki Haley, all these other Republican candidates who are out there. I love Tim Scott. I just think he has a wonderful story, the senator from South Carolina, African-American, wonderful guy. But he's down in single digits, too. So this goes back to what I said earlier. Both camps are so now polarized that they don't embrace the pragmatism that is necessary in order to win an election.
So true. The book by Cal Thomas, A Watchman in the Night, what I've seen over 50 years reporting on America. And you can see the book at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Formal lab tests are confirming cocaine was found in a common area of the West Wing at the White House. Secret Service is conducting an investigation to try to determine who brought it in. The small dime-sized bag was found by Secret Service Sunday night while President Biden and his family were away at Camp David for the holiday weekend. Severe weather is continuing to threaten the central United States today. Forecasters say severe storms are likely from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock and west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Travelers are continuing to see issues at airports as people head home from their 4th of July holiday. FlightAware reporting at least 1,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the United States today. That's on top of over at least 100 flights that have been canceled. Tim Berg, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is more news from one of your favorite political bodies, I am sure. That would be the California Reparations Task Force, which, according to BizPak Review, is now making additional demands beyond just calls for black people to be handed money. Outlined in a final report published last week, the latest demands include that California eliminates interest on child support debt for black people and that the state bans police from arresting people for public urination and other public disorder offenses. I'm sure that those of you who live in California are going to be thrilled to hear this. Regarding child support debt, the report claims that discriminatory federal and state laws have torn African-American families apart, and that one effect of these longstanding harms is the disproportionate amount of African-Americans who are burdened with child support debt. So what they are talking about is setting up a situation where as soon as this reparations recommendations are certified by the state legislature, that there would be no interest paid to pay child support. In other words, they'd be cutting back on deadbeat dads or partially deadbeat dads to pay any child support. But the really amazing thing about this is when you go ahead and you look at this document under public urination, I think it's safe to say that there's probably a broad, deep consensus on the part of everybody, including most Democrats, including people of every race, that it's appropriate to do everything you possibly can to prevent people from doing their business in public, on the sidewalk or in a park or anywhere that is other than one of those structures that's intended for that purpose. Regarding public urination, the report states that a significant proportion of law enforcement contact with the public relates to low-level, nonviolent offenses such as illegal camping, public intoxication, disorderly conduct, minor trespass, and public urination. The report continues by once again making the insinuation that because so many black people are arrested for such offenses, the arrests must be rooted in racism. Although the subjects of these contacts are often experiencing homelessness, a mental health crisis, or both, the responding officers typically possess neither training nor expertise in working with these vulnerable populations, the report reads. This disconnect often results in the use of excessive and sometimes fatal force that fails disproportionately on black individuals. Instead, the committee recommends these sorts of offenders be handled by random, non-deputized people without criminal arrest or prosecution powers. The report also calls for anyone who's been arrested or prosecuted for one of these offenses, like public urination, be granted a private right of action to sue for damages. In other words, basically, if you have a public urination or defecation problem, you'll be able to sue anybody who gets in your way or tries to stop you or discourage you. This is one of the reasons, the madness about reparations, that I think that at the end of the day, the Democratic Party is in very, very deep trouble. And so does Douglas Murray, who is an author and a political commentator. And he was interviewed by Piers Morgan, who's no conservative. But Murray, I thought, did an outstanding job of taking down the whole concept of reparations, including authorization for public urination. Listen.
Everything has consequences, all history has consequences and ramifications. But, you know, if we were to play this fairly, we would at least look at all of the countries around the world that engaged in the slave trade who are simply not interested in any form of reparations. The Ottoman Empire, all the Arab countries who not just traded far more slaves than across the Atlantic, but castrated all the men so that there wouldn't be any more African slaves after them. They worked them to the bone. I see no interest across Africa in paying reparations for selling their brother and sister Africans into slavery or for working them to the bone to the present day. There is slavery across Africa today. In fact, there are more slaves in the world today than there were at the height of the transatlantic slave trade. So some of us are simply a bit bored of hearing people ripping at closed wounds and then crying about their hurt or their presumed hurt. Because everybody could do this. 1 million Europeans were stolen by North Africans over the course of decades of the North African Barbary pirate slave trade. Where would you end if you did that? The answer is you couldn't end, because nobody is alive who has actually suffered the hurt, and nobody is alive who did the wrong. And I'd make one other point, if I may. It's always the countries that people want to come to who are put through this struggle session. Britain, like America and France, are the most desired destinations for migrants worldwide and have been for centuries. Why is that? It's not because we're racist. It's because we're better. It's because we're good. It's because when we see racism, we actually call it out and recognize it as a sin. Try finding that across Africa. Try finding that across the Middle East or in China. Nobody would hear. So what we have is a situation where the more virtuous countries are presented as the worst countries. It's sick, and most of us are tired of it.
Okay, this is brilliant, and of course he's entirely correct. I have just been working on a column about Vladimir Putin and the failed attempt at a mutiny by the Wagner Group and Yevgeny Prigozhin, and I found a piece by Putin from 10 years ago, where he denied the idea, completely denied it, of American exceptionalism, that the only truly exceptional country in the world was Russia. And I make the point that Russia is truly exceptional, and no other country has a history of suffering and imposing suffering on the populace and internal conflict and misery and mass murder like Russia. It's an unbelievable thing. But the fact is that if America is not exceptional, if Britain is not exceptional, and it is, and even France is not exceptional as it is, then you have a very real question, as Douglas Murray puts forward, which is, okay, why is it that people want so desperately, are willing to give up their lives, are willing to give up everything for a chance of making a new life in that home of fresh starts, a new life known as the United States of America? There is now a response, just came out quite recently, by Donald J. Trump about the cocaine that was found in the West Wing of the White House. He had nothing to do with it, I'm sure. But we also were going to hear a birthday greeting for the United States of America from Volodymyr Zelensky. That and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And by the way, don't forget, the Independence Day sale has been extended because of your response. It was supposed to be over after the 4th of July, but we have another half of a week going. So you can still get half price off the entire Medved History Store library, and then you get plus a mug, and in addition to that, you get a second Medved History Store library, complete library, 100 hours of programming for free. Check it out at MichaelMedvedHistoryStore.com.
Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
And certainly people recognize some of the best film music ever written by the great John Williams, who is now 91. He just wrote his last, he says, full movie score. He wrote the entire score for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which is a big movie, not quite the box office blockbuster they had hoped for, but certainly a film that many people want to hear about. We will give you a full, frank, and fearless review coming up of the latest of the Indiana Jones films. Also, in the Michael Medved Show, it is time for our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the Internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet is from Donald J. Trump. It's not actually a tweet. It is from Truth Social, from his own equivalent of Twitter. And the former president asked, does anybody really believe that the cocaine found in the West Wing of the White House, very close to the Oval Office, is for the use of anyone other than Hunter and Joe Biden? But watch, the fake news media, writes President Trump, will soon start saying that the amount found was very small and it wasn't really cocaine, but rather common ground-up aspirin, and the story will vanish. Has deranged Jack Smith, the crazy, Trump-hating special prosecutor, been seen in the area of the cocaine? He looks like a crackhead to me. What do you say to that? Given the fact that that Jack Smith is still working on potential further indictments and very serious indictments regarding Trump's behavior on January 6th and leading up to January 6th, the idea of calling your special prosecutor a crazy, deranged, and a cokehead, looking like a crackhead. By the way, does Hunter Biden look like a crackhead? I mean, he was one. But does he look like it? No, he's been very fortunate. I don't want to discuss Hunter Biden's looks, for God's sake. But honestly, is President Trump hinting here that President Joe Biden regularly uses cocaine? I think that's a serious matter if he makes that accusation. Meanwhile, this came birthday greetings for the United States. sent to the United States by one of our close allies, of Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. This is clip 5.
Dear Americans, I congratulate you on the best day that life can bestow on any nation that rose up for freedom. I congratulate you on your Independence Day. Only the brave gain independence, and only the best of the brave are able to pass the freedom from generation to generation, to pass it by expanding its limits, the limits of how each person's life, each community, and the entire country are protected, and to pass it by growing hope, hope for others on earth, that they too will be able to become free, and that their freedom will also become a precious legacy for their children and grandchildren. For almost 2.5 centuries, America has been the land of the free and the home of the brave, attracting people from all over the world who are looking for more and striving for the better. And although there is no path without mistakes, the USA gave and still give a powerful dream that where the darkness of lawlessness now reigns, freedom will one day shine.
Okay, that was President Zelensky of Ukraine. And may his birthday greetings for us for the 4th of July ring true and reach fulfillment. I mentioned before that Hillary Clinton did an interview in May for the Financial Times. And basically, I hate it when politicians do this. Because for Hillary Clinton to say, oh, if Trump wins, it's the end of America. For people who support Donald J. Trump to say that, oh, if Hillary, well, it's not Hillary, if Biden wins, then America is gone, there's no future left. Adam Smith said there's a great deal of ruin in a nation. It takes a lot for a strong, powerful, world-striding nation like us to totally collapse. And yes, we have a overwhelming majority of Americans now. It's more than two-thirds think we're headed in the wrong direction. But does this kind of negativity, this is clip 4, actually help the United States? This is Hillary Clinton.
What would happen if Trump won, first of all, in Ukraine? What would happen to the Ukraine situation?
Look, if Trump wins, which I do not believe will happen, let me just quickly say that. If in some scenario that were to happen, it would be the end of democracy in the United States. It would be the end of Ukraine. It would become he will pull us out of NATO if he wins again. Just like he pulled us out of the Iran deal, he pulled us out of the Paris Accords, he will pull us out of NATO.
Okay, he didn't pull us out of NATO, thank God. That, by the way, was one of the biggest problems I had with President Trump during the convention in Cleveland in 2016. He was talking about trying to reduce America's commitment to our NATO allies. It's a concern. But the idea that one man, even a president of the United States, could so single-handedly wreck everything that has been built here seems to me to be a very, very unhealthy belief to embrace. What about belief in a magical, mystical dial that can actually transport you, literally, in time and space? That's one of the interesting aspects of the latest and the final of the Indiana Jones films. The concluding episode, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A distinguished archaeologist and adventurer on the verge of retirement reconnects with the intrepid daughter of one of his long-ago colleagues in joint pursuit of a magical, mystical artifact more than 2,000 years old. That's the setup in the wildly energetic and ambitious Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Dad told me you found something on a train during the war. A dial that could change the course of history.
Why are you chasing the thing that drove your father crazy?
That's Harrison Ford, of course, who's 80 years old in real life, but benefits from genuine movie magic that makes him look less than half that age at the first part of the film. All the frenetic chase scenes become a bit tiresome by the end of the picture, but people who love this series, and who doesn't, will find all 2.5 hours of it to be enjoyable and often elegant. Rated PG-13, 3 stars for the 5th and last film of the distinguished series, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. And some of the characters that people cherished, I mean just cherished, in the previous films, particularly the first film, are back again. Sala, John Rhys-Davies, Karen Allen playing Marion, they're back. And so is the full score, lush score by John Williams. So though this is hardly a perfect film, it's hard to imagine not enjoying it, at least to some extent. News bulletin, U.S. President Joe Biden's approval rating has plummeted to an all-time new low, according to an elections analytics website, 538. As per the website, only 39.9% of Americans expressed their approval of the Biden administration, while 54.9% expressed disapproval. Biden's net approval rating has thus fallen to minus 15. Meanwhile, speaking of disapproval, there's a question posed by Esquire magazine. Why is nobody having sex anymore? Supply has never been higher, but demand is way down. So welcome to the sex recession. Will we ever recover? That one of the questions we'll discuss. Plus, U.S. citizen test is changing, getting harder with the questions. Why do people object to that? We will cover it next time. And people believe morality is declining, but surveys suggest the opposite in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.